I mentioned to Arlene before we started that I always was at the end because in Catholic grammar school, we either went by name or by height. And Arlene, that's where we found most of our friends, right? I want to thank White Whale, Emily, Joan, Don, for putting all this together. ACLU, which I kind of think about as sort of Greenpeace for humans. I'm going to do just a couple of pieces tonight, one basic lyric poem, one Middle Eastern ghazal, and three haiku. But I wanted to say a thing or two about the Bill of Rights. 2018 marks my 40th year as a librarian. Though I'm humbled and happy to be known as a poet, no matter how fleetingly, it's my chosen profession, my chosen vocation of librarianship, of which I am proud, truly. My father, whom I rarely agreed with, once said that there were only two institutions in which communism, as a matter of practicality in the real world, actually worked: the Catholic Church and libraries. That I agreed with. Librarianship and the Bill of Rights, with the all-important constitutional amendments that follow, are inextricably, intimately bound. New and concerned citizens come to read and study the Bill of Rights in libraries, and libraries, legal, academic, and public, are often the literal battleground where the fight to preserve those rights is fought. Some of my favorite writers and artists have always been those that are and were strong advocates for libraries. Nikki Giovanni, Kurt Vonnegut, Nat Hentoff, Zadie Smith, Neil Gaiman, August Wilson, Ursula Le Guin, Allen Ginsberg, Ray Bradbury, Lawrence Ferlinghetti. I could go on and on. Every one of these writers and poets understands and understood that freedom of access to information is tightly woven in the tapestry of libraries in America. This first poem, thank you. This first piece is dedicated to a Pittsburgh social advocate and wonderful poet, Angel Ellis. It's entitled A Single Fluted Feather, and it's not about hope and it's not about despair. I haven't quite figured out where it is, but A Single Fluted Feather. To those who would despair of all things human, I give you the robin on the ground, scurrying, stopping, looking, pausing, starting again. To those ebullient with mankind's immense potential, I give you the poplar tree, the makeshift gallows, the foreign detention center, the ubiquitous ovens. To those who are just plain confused, I give you the sudden snap of wings, the robin in flight, now lighting on the thinnest branch of all. This piece is written in the Persian form of the ghazal. It's entitled "Looking for an Old Horn," and you might think, well, you know, what does this have to do with what we're here about tonight? But I think you'll see that it has a lot to do with that. So tonight, for just tonight, I've subtitled it "Jericho Redux: Looking for an Old Horn." In the past, it is said, we had fins, we had wings. Memory is a phantom limb. We swim, we fly. How we got to the top of Babel doesn't matter. What we do from here on out is all After 30 years, the child in you rises up before me with a tilt of the head, in a nervous bit of laughter, a lack of attention, a shy young one longing so much to return, but to where? The master poet, Ghalib, said, if you don't drink or gamble, haven't had a lover beat you with a slipper, or spent a night in jail, you're no poet. Yeah, he's right. We ought to know. Friend, have you searched lately in the bottom of that neglected closet among the bric-a-brac and faded clothes and looked for that old horn? Why? Well, there's a wall needs coming down. The blue morning glory, twirling around yellow caution tape, is another form of prayer. My beloveds, with one warm, deep sigh, we will rise above the trees. We will change this world. Three brief haiku. First one is self-explanatory. First world problem. Learning to shut your fucking mouth. This next haiku is my rendering of a Busan haiku. Busan was one of the four great haiku masters. Each mistake, one step closer to the path. And this last haiku is actually a found haiku. And I'd just like to point out that there's so many found haiku on this wall. I can't even begin to tell you. But this haiku comes from about 10 years ago. Someone found in a bottom drawer somewhere Woody Guthrie's New Year's resolution list from 1942. And I was reading that list, and the list, unlike you and I who make one or two, or if we're ambitious, three resolutions for a new year, Woody Guthrie's 1942 list had 33 items. And when I read it, I got to the last three lines, and they seemed to me to be a perfect haiku. So, from Woody Guthrie's 1942 New Year's resolution list. 31, love everybody. 32, make up your mind. 33, wake up and fight. Thanks very much.